Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I am joined by Nick St. Pierre, VP in the Office of the CTO at Sandvine.
Hey, Allison.
Sandvine was on the podcast a few months ago, and we got an introduction to the company. For those folks who are listening online, though, can you just provide a brief description of Sandvine and what your role is at the company?
Sure. So Sandvine specializes in making broadband better for operators. So we have a set of devices that either come in appliance forms or virtual function form. And operators use them to really understand what's on their network and then apply policies to make the user experience better.
So when you look at appliances and virtual products, what is making the transition for you and where do you think the industry is going within that space?
There's always been a little bit of an hesitation from the operators to really jump in with both feet into the virtualization aspect of their equipment. We ourselves have historically been an appliance manufacturer. We continue to do so because the latest and greatest innovation in chips and so on allows us to continuously deliver high-performance appliance. But the landscape is changing quite a bit now. That's what we really were showing here at the show. The virtualization of all this equipment, the virtualized functions in terms of the NFV environment, has really come and matched the appliance space.
And we are talking in Dusseldorf, where you guys are here this week showing off a pretty cool demo. Can you tell me about it?
Sure. So we partnered with Intel and with Dell. And we wanted to really make a statement that virtual network functions are not just as good, they can be better than appliances, given the same form factor, same density, and power consumption metrics that we apply typically in the appliance space. With Dell and Intel, we decided to showcase a VNF traffic switch operating at 1.1 terabits per second, which in and of itself is just a landmark that we crossed 1 terabit, but we did it in a very constrained environment. We wanted to not have to rack and stack servers until we reached that number. So we picked a platform from Dell, who's an OEM partner of ours, the M1000E, and this was really just 10 rack units. So it's 17 inches of vertical space in a data rack, and then populated it with Intel-powered servers, and achieved 1.1 terabits using the Intel NICs, the 10 gigabit conversion network interface cards, and the Haswell microarchitecture, or Xeon processor from Intel. When all of that was said and done, we then set about measuring the efficiency and the cost of such a benchmark. The results were pretty astounding. We're actually beating the appliance marketplace in power consumption. So
that's impressive.
Yeah, so maybe 10 years ago, it would have taken 1,000 watts to apply the type of policy control to a gigabit of traffic. Mm-hmm. Today, it takes 4.5. So it's an order of magnitude a reduction in power consumption and therefore efficiency to do that. And the aspect of virtualization that operators have been looking at in shifting all these functions into the data center, quote unquote, has been, how much more space am I going to need? And the answer is, actually, you'll need less space.
This type of policy switch, Where would you deploy this within a core network?
It depends. We're flexible enough to typically deploy in a core environment, in a broadband network. If we're talking about a wireless operator, the desired location is on the GI LAN where all services exist. But historically, we've also deployed straight into the packet core and what we call the roaming and the local interface, typically called S5 and S8, for example, where we can actually look at tunneled interfaces in the wireless environment and really understand the type of traffic, which device it belongs to, which application it belongs to, and therefore which policy we can apply to them to actually be better. So if you're roaming, your home carrier should be able to try to optimize that roaming experience, even though you're going through another operator. And that's the type of deployments that we support, but the core or everywhere else, I guess, is the answer.
What are other ways that you think that virtual approaches can be better?
So lifecycle management of the architecture itself. Today, we as a company manufacture 3 models of these appliances and these switches. So, you know, there's an R&D investment to be done whenever the newer, bigger, better model comes out. But when we looked at the benchmark that we have, we already know how under the same premise of power consumption and space, it'll be even better in 6 to 18 months, given the release schedule of architecture. For example, going from the Haswell microarchitecture to the Broadwell microarchitecture, we know it's going to be the same power consumption, but we know we're going to have more core, more efficiency, more throughput. So the operators today investing in building their clouds will know that for the given budget that they're are signing to this, they'll be able to actually grow capacity and reduce their costs just by riding the wave of innovation by Intel.
When you look at the state of development, you talked about a collaboration with Intel and Dell. Mm-hmm. What is the requirement for working across the industry around delivering solutions like this and ensuring the interoperability of solutions?
So having a good partner is essential. And having someone that can assemble partners for you is also essential. It's really being able to have a common goal and a common access into the tools that are required to do this. The Intel Network Builders program really facilitated this for us. First, it provides us with a framework of a platform. So mm-hmm. understanding that we're all going to use the same tools. So for example, the Open Network platform by Intel, either in software or in hardware, and then meeting like-minded companies that accept that premise and want to share and collaborate together. So all of this was done using Intel ONP as a facilitator for both the hardware environment, thus the selection of Dell as a partner, but also the software side of it. So Dell understood exactly the type of software we were going to run because it was very well detailed by Intel.
I'm sure you've talked to a lot of customers about this solution, obviously engaged with people on site here this week. What has the response been from the comms SPs about what kind of capabilities you're delivering?
The first response is, this is a lot of bandwidth. And mm-hmm. the second one is asking, is the war for efficiency over? Have we reached a goal where we no longer need to prove that network function virtualization is a economically viable approach to virtualizing mm-hmm. the services? So the second one then is, show me the use cases that I can run on top of this terabit. We have enough compute. In fact, we're using less than 50% of the compute capability in that chassis just to push the 1 terabit. So we have a lot of compute space for all the partners to then coexist into this environment. And that's really the follow-up question. So then it's, let's explore the ecosystem we can have together into these platforms. And that's really the discussions that are happening here in Dusseldorf.
So describe a few use cases that you think are applicable to early market adoption.
Video optimization, transport optimization, for example, cloud-based policy control. The ability for our customers to sell what they've typically bought from us, but then turn around and sell it to their customers. So an operator selling a business access tier to a small, medium business, for example, and offering them the same optimization tool, the same visibility control tools and security tools that they typically themselves have used for their residential customers, and now steer it towards the business, hosted in the cloud, zero truck roll. It really helps them craft these new business services that create new revenue streams for them, but also try to defeat the race to zero and commoditizing access for these providers and keeping their revenues up.
Where can folks find out more about the Sandvine solutions and connect with people if they want to hear about your products and maybe do a trial implementation?
Sandvine.com. We also have a partner use case site driven by some of the existing partners at nfv.net, and some of our corporate details and project details are also available on the Intel Network Builder site.
Thank you so much for the time today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.